It's been 8 years since painter Mauricio Mora has had a one-man show. And this week, Mora Does El Paso, a show of all new work inspired by downtown El Paso, opened at the Hal Marcus Gallery. The show features all new work in an impressionistic style from Mora that has never been seen before. The show is on exhibit now through July 30th, and today my guest is Hal Marcus, artist and creator of the Hal Marcus Gallery. Welcome to State of the Arts, Hal.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
I am so excited. I haven't seen you in a while, so it's good to catch up with you.
Well, we always see each other kind of passing at some event or here and there, but it's nice to be in the studio here.
Yes, and speaking of being in the studio, your new gallery, well, I shouldn't say your new gallery, the latest location is right across the street from your art studio.
From my home and from my art studio, yes. It's 1308 North Oregon. We bought the building 3 years ago, and we just love it. It's really homey. It's got plenty of parking. We got it painted up like normally with lots of colorful walls. We have the work there right now of about 60 different artists, believe it or not. We have two floors. I live across the street, and Patricia and Ruben manage the gallery. So it's working out fantastic. We love it.
And I hear that some lucky people every now and again get to kind of go across the street and check you out.
That's right. You know, I take people over to my studio across the street, and I show them where I'm painting and take them through the house. So, I mean, it's wonderful. I don't have to drive. How cool is that?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Was the gallery staring at you the whole time? I mean,
well, it was a home, you know, and I've lived in that house since 1972. And so it was home, and one day there's a for sale sign on it. And I looked across the street, and I told Patricia, I said, you know, we ought to buy that house and put our gallery there. And then, like, we bought it, and, you know, we totally remodeled it. 6 months later, we moved in, and it's been the greatest thing we ever did. We're getting ready to celebrate our 20th year as a commercial art gallery. We've moved three times. At one time, we were at Mesa in Boston.
I remember that.
And then we moved to 800 North Mesa, and that big, huge landmark of a building. And then 3 years ago, we moved to 1308, and that's where we're going to be forever.
Well, congratulations on 20 years being an art gallery.
Thank you. Yeah, I know we've had our ups and downs, but, you know, we're into it for the long haul. Sometimes you make money, sometimes you lose money. You know how it is.
Right.
But that's what we do.
And the key is to stick with it, right?
You just keep on doing it, pay your bills, and make sure if anybody owes you some money that they pay you.
So let's go to Mauricio Mora.
Okay.
So I remember there was a time where he was everywhere. Work was everywhere. You saw the Mexican kids with the round faces. Mm-hmm. And he was all over El Paso.
Right.
And then we just kind of didn't
well,
do
he
more
never
shows.
Really disappeared. You know, he's done about three or four different styles of paintings. And lots of people like one style and they just can't stand the other style.
Right.
You know, he's worked in this graffiti type of style. He went to New York for a while and he came back doing this kind of street artwork. And at one time he did pointillism, which was all a bunch of dots. And that was pretty bizarre because he wouldn't even sign his paintings. And then, of course, people know him for those chubby kids. But also he works in this kind of Matisse-esque fashion where he has women, you know, in fashion-type clothing but stylization. So, you know, he has several different Mauricios, you know. But this show, you know, which you said was impressionistic, it is kind of impressionistic. But it's also very architectural, and it's in some way, it's almost super realism.
Mm-hmm.
All the works in this show are pretty cool because he went at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and he took pictures of places where there was no people, just some street lights. So you have this feeling of architecture of El Paso, but there's no human beings. And he has pictures like the Colon Theater, like the Plaza Theater, like the Camino Real, specific parks, signs, the library, you know, almost like as if you were like a homeless person in the middle of the night just looking for interesting parts of El Paso. So it's a huge departure for him because he loves El Paso. He's worked and lived downtown.
And that stayed the same. I mean, his work is always kind of
and it's good. He's a very good artist. I don't know if you know this, Marina, but for 2 years he got on a motorcycle and rode through Mexico, South America, Honduras, Peru, Argentina on a motorcycle by himself, sleeping on park benches. So it's hard to keep track of what he's doing and where he's at. But He's having the show. We just opened last Thursday, and it was a big success.
So how did you pin him down? It's been 8 years since he's had a show.
Well, I've always carried his work. Even when he was traveling around and doing all this stuff, we've always had his artwork in the gallery. But for this particular exhibit, I saw a street sign that said the word Mora on it. So I sent it to him, and I said, why don't we do like a street sign that says Mora with the red dot in the middle of the O? And he said, well, let's put it on the corner of Mora and El Paso, and let's do an El Paso show. So I said, okay. So we scheduled it a year in advance, and 10 days ago, he dropped off the paintings. I had no idea what he was going to do. And I mean, it's a big hit. It's Mora and doing something new.
I mean, he's doing downtown El Paso.
That's what he's doing, yeah.
And, you know, you were talking about him taking these images at night. There is something to be said. I mean, when you're downtown at night, you really do get a sense for the place, you know, because mm-hmm. the people are gone. Then all of a sudden you see the details, you see.
Yeah.
I see a lot of hand painting that I wouldn't notice, mm-hmm. you know, when you're just kind of driving through. Mm-hmm. And his studio has always been downtown.
Right. Mm-hmm. It has. Sometimes I used to paint at home, but now he's painting downtown by the new City Hall where the old El Paso Times was there on Main Street.
I mean, I know he used to paint a lot more like mercados, kind of, you know, a lot mm-hmm. of the inspiration that we mm-hmm. see in your paintings as well. And now it's all downtown. Do you think it was just time that he focused on downtown?
Well, or? I mean, we had a show and we had a theme, and so he took it as a challenge and he did it. Do I know if he's going to keep on doing this? I don't know. He doesn't even know. But it's something new, it's something fresh, and I think it's something that's very popular. He did Tricky Falls. You know, someone already bought it. But because it's the architecture of that building, it was a theater, you know?
That's the Alhambra, the first air-conditioned theater in El Paso.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are people who have connections to these places, and he does it like no one else can do it. I mean, he's an excellent draftsman. You know, he really is a good artist, you know? He really is a super talented guy.
And how do you go about, you know, something like with Mauricio, and you said, hey, what if we do this? Do you do that with all of the artists that you represent?
Well, you know, I try to challenge people, you know, and most of the artists that I carry, I've carried them for a long time because I believe in them, and it's sort of a part of the family. So, you know, I'll, from time to time, you know, I'll come up with a theme and I'll say, you know, what do you think about this? You know, I mean, and that's what happened in this case, you know. To kind of challenge him, so because even he will get like kind of tired of doing the chubby Mexicans, you know what I mean, and that type of thing, or he might get tired of doing the stylized women. So you need to keep on changing, you need to keep on reinventing yourself, and this was something that he's really good at architecture, you know, which is totally different than fashion or from women or little Mexican kids. There's not a human being in any one of these paintings he just did. He just did 15 new paintings.
And how did you know that he'd be good at this, just from knowing him?
Well, because I know that he's done some architectural type of things before. Like he did this one painting that we sold. It was like an elevator that might be in like the New York airport, you know, and there's one guy in the middle of the night coming by with a suitcase, and it had this feeling that created a mood of kind of loneliness, mm-hmm. you know, but it was all done in a style that created a loneliness in America. So I knew that he could do it.
One thing that hasn't changed is the color. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, he's always used bright colors, and these mm-hmm. are architectural paintings, but the mm-hmm. color's there.
Yeah, and it's not always bright, you know, mm-hmm. like the one he did at Camino Real here. It's not really bright. It looks like it's maybe a rainy night, you know, but the lighting comes from, you know, the street lamp. So, you know, I wouldn't say that all these paintings are bright and coloring, but I would say that they create a feeling and a mood of places that you've been to. So it's a familiar type of artwork. And the more that we, you know, fall in love with our city, we fall in love with our culture, and then we start taking pride and say, you know, this is who we are, and we are El Paso. You know, this downtown is ours, especially with all the talk of tearing down buildings and preserving the heritage. This is an important step.
Yeah, and you know, I just noticed the one you pointed out of the Camino, it's actually the new Arts Festival Plaza that's been
right
here. So this has to be pretty recent.
Oh, everything was done within the past 60 days.
So how many paintings do you think he...
Well, he has 15 in the show right now, you know, and he created all the frames himself. They're really cool frames. They're kind of gray and made out of wood. He's an excellent carpenter as well. So it's frames that I've never seen before. And they're, you know, they're all affordable pieces. They're from $700 to $2,000. So they're original works of art.
of our beautiful
downtown. So it's a great exhibit. I invite everybody to come in. It's going to be on through July 30th, right. Drop on by, check it out. We're also have them all online tomorrow, halmarcus.com.
What are the hours? When can people drop
in? Well, we're open from a Tuesday until Friday from 12 to 5, and then on Thursday from 12 to 7, we're open up late.
So stop by, check out the paintings.
Yeah, please do.
I hear some of them are already sold.
Yes, yeah, we had a big opening a couple nights ago, and about 20% of them are gone, and a lot of people are saying, I'm going to bring in my husband or my girlfriend or my wife, and I'll be back tomorrow. So it's exciting.
So question before we wrap up. Mm-hmm. You have 15 on the wall, but you said he painted 60. Any chance of seeing those?
No,
those
he
are
didn't
gone?
Paint 60. I said he did all these within the past 60 days.
Oh, okay. My
He only painted 15 that I'm aware of, but that was as of 4 days ago, so who knows?
Okay.
He's still painting.
Well, get them while they're hot.
Yeah.
The show Mora Does El Paso is currently on exhibit at the Hal Marcus Gallery now through July 30th. Stop by and check out these beautiful paintings of downtown El Paso. Thank you so much, Hal.
Thank you for asking me to be here.